So who knows where we're up to in our series, The Lord is My Shepherd? Anybody? He makes me lie down in green pastures. So let's read Psalm 23. Let's declare that together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say goodness. Somebody say mercy. Because I got good. No, we're not going there yet. Maybe later. We've got goodness and mercy following us every day of our life. And I don't know about you, but I'm a fixer. Is anyone else in here a fixer? You want to fix situations. Whenever I get into a situation, I want to fix it. I want to sort it out. I'm not very good at waiting. I'm not very good at waiting on the Lord. I'm not very good on waiting on people. I'm working at it. This is a journey into holiness and godliness. But I try and fix my situation. And I guess it's a strength in some way because I take responsibility. And I want to change stuff. I want to change stuff for me. I want to change stuff for society. I get frustrated when stuff's not happening in society. And I try and fix stuff. So it's a strength, but it's a burden I was never meant to carry. Being a fixer yourself is a burden you were never expected to carry, because the Lord is your fixer. The Lord is your enabler. The Lord is your facilitator. If you look at this verse, he makes me lie down. It's not that he's got his hand on you and forcing you to lie down. It's not a forceful making you lie down. He enables you to lie down. He facilitates it so that you can lie down in green pastures. He creates the environment so you can find rest. He creates the environment where you can find peace. So he's not a forceful maker of people lying down, but he's the only one that can enable you to find peace and rest in this life. So I'm learning to let go and just let God do what he's got to do. I'm learning because I naturally want to fix and sort stuff out. But God says, what did we learn last week? God says, I'm fighting for you. You only need to be still. The scripture says that the Lord is fighting for you, and all you have to do is be still in that and rest in that. We've got to stop being fixers. Stop being our own facilitators. Trying to get ourselves out of our situation. If God's not said move, you stay on that path until he tells you to move. Don't try and find another route, because that's not what God's best for your life is. Stay on the path until God tells you to move, because he is the one who knows much better than us. Amen? Be still and know that he is God. And when I'm in my other job, I work in the city as well, it's an incredibly stressful and pressurized environment. And I carry a pen which says, be still. That's all it says, be still, on the pen. And I take it to meetings and presentations and situations. And I see people look at this pen which says, be still. And I guess they're trying to work it out. If they've had some sort of background in church growing up as a kid, or they might know what that means, be still and know that I am God. But if they're not, they're trying to work out, what does he mean, be still? Is that a meditation? Is that new agey? But you know, for me, I take this pen into these meetings to remind me, all I have to do is be still. Because God's got me. I am not alone in any situation I face. Very pressurized, stressful situations, but I be still and know that he is God. We need, as sheep of the good shepherd, to be still. Be still. My kids aren't very good at being still. Like, literally. Their attention span might be a minute. But we need to learn, as sheep of the good shepherd, to be still. You don't have to. If anything you take away today, take away this. You don't have to fix your own situation. Sometimes, so often, I think I've got to fix my own situation. Especially, this is my perspective as a dad, as a husband, as a man in the house, I think I've got to fix everything. No, God is going to fix in the way he needs to fix it. Just be still, Pete, and rest. So take that this morning if that's for you. I sense that might be for someone. You don't need to fix everything you're going through. Amen. So turn to your neighbor and say, he makes. He makes. And the next verse is, he guides. See, he makes possible. He creates the environment. He controls the environment where you can find rest in green pastures. Amen. The Lord Yahweh controls the environment where you can find rest. I don't know about you, but I need to find rest and peace for my soul. In this world where so much is going on, so much is immediate, I need to find rest for my soul. And what this does, Yahweh creates an environment where we can lie down in green pastures, the scripture says. That doesn't literally mean sunbathing on nice green lawn in the summer, but it might be. That might be included. Sunbathing's good. There's nothing wrong with sunbathing. I'll tell you a funny story. Gemma's dad, he was in the Guardian newspaper in a photo because he was sitting in one of those deck chairs in Hyde Park like this, sleeping on his day off. Pastors, most pastors get a day off. He took his day off to Hyde Park with his wife, and he was there on the front of the Guardian. I tell you, that absolutely creased me up. So it's okay to find rest in green pastures like that. He works hard, he does a lot, so there's nothing wrong with that. But this is not what the Bible is talking about. The Bible was talking about finding rest for your soul. The thing that I think we're missing in church these days is soul care, the care for our soul. Because we do a lot. You go on Instagram, everybody's doing stuff for their bodies, aren't they? How many lunges did we do? Eating healthily, all good stuff, by the way. I am behind exercising and eating well, even though it doesn't look like it. But we pay a lot of attention to that in society, but what about our souls, caring for our soul? The Bible says the only place you can find rest for your soul is in the green pastures of the shepherd. And you see, when David was writing this, I've been singing too much, my mouth's dry, excuse me. And when we were writing, when David was writing this or composing this poem, green grass wasn't the norm. In Jerusalem, it would have been brown, dried up pasture, the norm. It would have been very difficult to find green pasture. So what David was saying is the shepherd cultivates and creates that green pasture for the sheep to lie down. The shepherd's work would be to cultivate the ground. So rip out the rocks, rip out the stumps, seed it and then water it and then see the green pasture come. It was a work and a toil of the hands of the shepherd for his sheep to have green pasture. Now, equally, the pasture that's been created for us, has been carefully created with a lot of work for the hands of our Father, Jesus Christ. Because what happened was Jesus created the green pasture with his hands, his nail-pierced hands. And the pastures where your soul can find rest are called grace and mercy. Sort of ground of mercy or seed of mercy and pools of grace. That is what he's created with his hands. They've got nail scars in them for your soul this morning. It's the work of the good shepherd to have created that environment where we can find rest. Last time I spoke, I said, maybe you agreed, but I said I wanted to get to a place where discontent was dead. Do you remember that? I want to get to a pasture where discontent's gone. This week, I want to get to a pasture where I can find rest. I long to be in pastures where I can find rest. And can I give you a clue? It's linked to where you can get rid of discontentment. Where you get rid of discontent, there you will find rest. It's the same pasture that he created for us. When I was struggling with illness in 2008 to 2010, it was a really dark time for me, physically and mentally. I really felt an attack on my mental state. I've never struggled with that previously, but I really felt it at that time. And the two things that were taken from me was my ability to eat and my ability to sleep. The two things that I couldn't do was eat and keep food down. I was being sick constantly, and I couldn't sleep. And who knows, if you don't eat and don't sleep well, you're in a mess. The two things you need, there's a saying that says, if you eat well and sleep well, you can take on anything in life. But I wasn't eating or keeping anything nutritious down, and I wasn't sleeping more than maybe an hour a night. So I was a mess, and I couldn't function. But the Lord is our shepherd, and he gives us pastures where we can lie down and graze and sleep in his provision for us. That's what this psalm is saying. You can lie down on green pasture. Once you've grazed enough to fill your tummy, you can then rest in the green pastures of the Lord. In the absence of sleep and eating, it is difficult to function. And for sheep to sleep, everything must be perfect. Everything. There must be a freedom from fear. There must be a freedom from animosity between the sheep in the herd. Flock, wrong terminology. Everything needs to be perfect. They're needy creatures, sheep. And remember I said that sheep and humans were quite similar at the beginning. Can you see that? We can't find safe pasture for ourselves. Only the Lord can provide the pasture where we can find rest for our souls. So for us, and this is the crescendo, if you like, for us, the shepherd blazes the trail, sets the trail. You can go across fields. If you go for a country walk, you'll see a trail across the field because the shepherd has set the trail. He's created the pasture for the sheep to lie down. And do you know the only job for the sheep is to keep their eyes on the shepherd? The only job for the sheep is to keep their eyes fixed on the shepherd. They don't have to create pasture for themselves. They don't have to set the trail. They just got to keep their eyes on the shepherd. Anyone getting what I'm saying here today? You don't have to set your trail. You don't have to create your pasture. Just keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the good shepherd. The more I study this Psalm 23, David was an absolute genius writing this in the context of our relationship with God. Just keep your eyes fixed on the shepherd. And you know, there's loads of people in society around me in my busy job who have luxurious holidays, which is not wrong, by the way. They have loads of rest. They get, you know, all the help they need with their children. Maybe even a night nanny or whatever, the person who does the night feeds for them and everything. I know lawyers who get all of that, but yet they're restless. They have all of that time to rest and be about themselves, yet they can't find rest. Why is that? Because they don't know the shepherd's pastures. Because we don't create our own pastures for rest. We keep our eyes fixed on the shepherd and we find rest. Now, I also know many people who are juggling two jobs or more jobs. Multiple children, exhibit A. Multiple jobs, multiple children. But I can find rest because I know the shepherd. Even in the busyness, even in the stress of life, I can find rest because I keep my eyes on the shepherd. That's a moment where we might say amen. Because no matter what situation you're in life, if you keep your eyes on the shepherd, you can find rest for your soul. And I need that right now in my life where I'm working multiple hours. I mean, you can't imagine the hours I'm working in the two jobs. But I know that I find green pastures when I keep my eyes focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. So the shepherd finds your pastures. Like we were singing this morning, you don't need to be your fixer. I said it, you don't need to be your fixer. Let go of that. Let go of that need to be your fixer. Don't strive. This is the pasture where all striving goes. Rest and be still and know he is God. And this is really, really critical to get today, that your one job is to keep your eyes on the shepherd. That's your only job. Keep your eyes on the shepherd. Isaiah 26:3, one of my favorite verses. You might instantly know it, but it says, he will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on him. So if your focus and your mind is on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. But the requirement, the job for us is to keep our eyes focused on him. And that sickness I was talking about that I recovered from in 2008, 2010, I wrote a song that made it onto the City Gates album that we released in 2016. We might sing it one day, but it's called Be My Focus. And I wasn't studying Psalm 23 like I am now at that time, but the Holy Spirit had deposited into my spirit that all I needed to do was keep my focus on him. And some of the words are this: be the center of my vision. I fix my eyes upon your throne. just to seek you and to know you in your majesty, God alone. In my darkest hour, in my brightest day, yes, I know that my God reigns. With his shining face and his bright array, yes, he lights the path and leads the way. So I knew in my valley of the shadow of death that all I needed to do was keep my eyes fixed on him and his throne, because he's won the victory. He has defeated sin and death, and he is the shepherd who provides pasture for me. And you can probably find that song on platforms, or maybe we'll do it one day here. I can't even remember what key it was or how to play it or anything, so I need some of the better musicians to help me with that. But that song talked about keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. I want to tell you today, if you're weary and heavy laden, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon the Good Shepherd, and he will give you rest for your weary soul. If you're tired and heavy laden, turn to the Shepherd, and he'll lead you to pastures where you can find rest. And I'm not talking about him taking you out of a situation. Maybe he will for some of you. I don't know. But I'm talking about in your situations, he will give you rest. He will give you green pastures within your situations, because that's what he does. Be still and know that he is God. And David was writing this psalm when shepherding was the thing to do. You know, if you weren't a shepherd, what were you in the first century or before the first century? What were you if you weren't a shepherd? Maybe you were a fisherman or someone like that. But shepherds were rife in that day and age. So he was writing it to an audience that understood what it meant to find green pastures for the sheep in that day. And today I want to say to you that we can lie down in his finished work. You can rest in the finished work. The hands that have created for you a work where you can rest and lie down in green pasture. Because Jesus has finished it. He said on the cross, it is finished. There's nothing left to do. Rest in the fact that you're my sheep and I am your shepherd. Rest in the fact that you are my child and I am your father. He, with his nail-pierced hands, has created pastures for your soul to find rest this morning. And in the same way that the shepherd would pull out big rocks and big stumps out of the ground, he's ripped out condemnation. He's ripped out shame. He's ripped out sin. He's ripped out sickness even. And in it, he's replaced it with seeds of mercy and pools of grace for you to rest in this morning. He makes us lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. Say, I got goodness and I got mercy. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy follow you every day of your life because of the pastures that he's created. And in this pasture of grace and mercy, he invites his sheep to find rest for their soul in that completed work. Where grace and mercy abound, you can find rest for your soul. And I just want to give us three benefits, I guess, of this pasture that we see in this scripture here. And I just before I do that, something's just dropped into me. There's three things that don't enable me to sleep, and you might be the same. It's when I'm anxious or worried. It's when I'm hungry, that's quite often. And it's when I have animosity with someone, and I've got a beef with someone, in street language. Those are the reasons I can't sleep. I don't know about anyone else, that just dropped into my spirit. Those are the reasons. And you know what's interesting? I was reading about sheep, and I said earlier, sheep can't sleep unless there's freedom from fear, freedom from animosity, and freedom from hunger. I'm the same as a sheep. I'm more like a sheep than I know. But I'm proud to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd. Amen. And this pasture deals with these things that we've just talked about. Hunger, fear, tension. Let's look at it. This is a pasture of provision. This green pasture is a pasture of provision. It's a place of provision when you rest in the green pastures. He provides you green pasture to graze on and to rest in. So what are you solving in those two things? You're solving hunger and you're solving sleep. So he provides a pasture of provision. John 10, 9 to 11 says this, if anyone enters by me, Jesus, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture, find life more abundantly. It's a pasture of provision. When David was saying he makes us lie down in green pastures, he was saying that the sheep have grazed and they're full up. And now they can lie down and rest in the provision of God. This is what we're talking about here. We are full because of his grace and his mercy. Now we can rest in his pastures this morning. The sheep were full to their bellies, and now they could rest in the provision of God. And the truth of the Bible is that if we make the Lord our shepherd, we shall not be in want. If we make the Lord our shepherd, he will meet every one of your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. In fact, the Bible said he has already met all of your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. It is done. It is finished. So when we rest in this pasture, we're saying, I believe you're my provider, Jehovah Jireh. We wanted to sing the song Jireh this morning. It didn't happen. I don't know why. But the song Jireh, we were going to do it another time. He's more than enough. You are enough. You're my provider. Jireh means provider. The Lord is my provider. So when you rest in the green pastures, you're saying, hands off. I'll take my hands off over to you, God, because you're my provider. So it's a pasture of provision. I love it. In 1 Kings 17, the Lord sent the ravens to feed Elijah. Birds to feed Elijah. Sometimes we're looking in the wrong places for our provision. Sometimes we think it's going to come in a way that we understand. God is sending his provision in unexpected ways in your life right now. He's working it right now, all things together for your good. And he's going to do it in unexpected ways. Don't expect it to be in a certain way, because he provided for Elijah through birds carrying what he needed to survive. God is your provider. It is a pasture of provision. We all have needs and we all have wants in our life. We all have needs that we need the Lord to come in and do in his own way and his own time. But rest. You've only got to keep your eyes on the shepherd. He is working. He is your provider. Jesus said this many years after David wrote that. Jesus said this, do not worry about your life. Matthew 6:25. What you will eat or your drink, or about your body, what clothes you will put on. Is life not more than food and the body more than your clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than birds? Jesus was saying, I am your provider. Rest in my green pasture of provision for your life. And this provision talks about two things. It talks about your rest and your worry and your hunger. You lie down, find a rest away from worry and all hunger. Because that verse, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear on your back, because I am your provider. And you know, I used to stay up at night many years ago and I couldn't sleep because I was worried about tomorrow. Anyone else? It's real, isn't it? And the Lord said to me, why are you worried about tomorrow? Because today's got enough trouble of its own. And I give you mercies new every morning. But those mercies for today are to deal with today. They're not there enough for tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll get new mercies for tomorrow's problems. So go to sleep and rest, because I'm the one who sustains you. And so I went and I got that revelation. And now I really, it's rare when I struggle to sleep because of worry. Usually hunger, to be honest. But it's rare that I lack sleep because of worry. The Lord says, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. I've given you the grace and the mercy to deal with today. And when we make him our shepherd, he will meet all of your material needs. He will meet all of your emotional needs. He will meet all of your physical needs. He will meet all of your relational needs. And he will meet all your heavenly needs. That is what he promises. And his promises are yes and amen in Christ and without repentance, which means he's never going to go back on his word. He's never going to fail. As we sung this morning, we're never going to be alone. We're never going to lack, because I shall not want. And that's catch up on the CD from last time. That's about contentment. So it's a pasture of provision. It's a pasture of peace. I know that people I speak to in life, they're desperate for peace. I'm desperate for peace for my soul. I thank the Lord that I have him and I have his peace. Because I don't know how I'd get through life without God. I really don't. What I've gone through, what I see, I just don't know how I'd do it without God. Because this is a pasture of peace right now. You can rest in the green pasture of peace. And generally people get fearful of the unknown, don't they? And people struggle to see a good life, a good future. This we've seen in this last 8 months, people struggle to see a good future. If you speak to people, oh, what's it going to be like? I don't know how, is it ever going to end? What's it going to be like? If you know the shepherd, you know the end of the story. And you know that you'll be with him one day. And you know that we win. We're on the winning side. So some of this temporary stuff doesn't really matter. Because the Lord is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And he knows when your end is coming. So we don't need to be in fear. We can be cautious, but we don't need to be in fear. There's a difference between those two things. Lying down in the green pastures provided by the shepherd is a pasture of peace. The place where our minds are content. Is your mind content this morning? Peace is absolutely essential for rest in your soul. Peace is essential. Remember I said he keeps in perfect peace those whose minds are focused on him. Sheep will not be able to sleep if they are troubled or frightened. It's impossible for a sheep to sleep if they're troubled or frightened. Are you resting in the peace that God has given you this morning? Are you resting in the peace, in the fact that he is peace, the Prince of Peace? Sheep can only rest when they feel secure in their relationship with the shepherd. Do you feel secure in your relationship with the shepherd this morning? The sheep can only sleep when the shepherd is close by. Is the shepherd close this morning? Are you close to the shepherd this morning? Because if you're struggling without peace, maybe the shepherd's not close. The shepherd wants to be close, but you're allowing him to be close to you this morning so that you can have the pasture of peace. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind." That is what God gave us. So we no longer need to be in fear, because his perfect love, established by his hands, has cast out all fear. And the pastures he creates with his nail-pierced hands of grace and mercy cast out all fear, because that's where his love flows and overflows. So when you're in the pasture, you don't have to fear anything. And you can say, "I will lie down and sleep, oh my Lord, because you make me dwell in safety." Don't be restless at night worrying. God's going to be awake. You don't need to be. God never slumbers nor sleeps, so don't you stay awake, because he's awake. No point in both of you staying awake. Sleep, because he's in control. Isaiah 7:4 says, "Take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted." In other words, don't flap and rush around and panic. Oh, be still. Be still. Isaiah 30:15, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Be confident in who you are. Who are you this morning? Remind yourself, who are you? You're a child of God, and you're a sheep of the good shepherd. So do not fear, it says in Isaiah 30:15. And Isaiah 32:17, "The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever." Assurance, blessed assurance in who we are and what we have promised to us for the rest of our life here and our life beyond this life. That is why we should not fear. We should be the people on this earth that do not fear, because God has given us pasture of peace. Hallelujah. And thirdly and finally, it's a pasture of personal nourishment. So it's a pasture of provision, it's a pasture of peace, and it's a pasture of personal nourishment. It enables you to be nourished. If you rest in the pasture, it's a biblical image of resting in God's word and resting in his promise. Being nourished by his word and his promises. Psalm 37:3 says, "Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness." So you dwell in the pastures and you feed and you nourish yourself in the word of God. The English word pastor, here's one for you. The English word pastor comes from the word pasture. Did anyone know that? The word we call pastor comes from pasture, because it was depicting a shepherd who looked after the sheep. And every week on a Sunday, and more than that, brought the sheep to green pasture where they could feed on the word of God. That's where the word pastor came from. But you see, I'm only a shepherd with a small s. He's the shepherd with the big s. And he leads you to pastures where you can nourish your soul in those pastures. You remember that Peter had denied Christ 3 times. And then when he had repented and come back in, Jesus said, feed my sheep 3 times. We need to feed people with the green pastures that God has provided them. We need to speak of his grace and his mercy and lead them to those pastures. The job of all of us, including me as a shepherd with a small s, is to graze on the pastures and let it nourish our soul. Well, let me tell you something about sheep. Sheep are these animals where they chew something, they put it down into their stomach, but they've got like 49 compartments in their stomach. And then what they do later on, they bring it back up. It sounds disgusting, right? They regurgitate it, and then they chew it for hours on end. It's called, what's the word here? It's called chewing the cud. You might have heard that expression, chewing the cud. But it's also called, what's it called? The formal word, I don't even know it. Ruminating. You see, what we've got to do, we've got to receive the word. So you've received the word this morning. Then you've got to regurgitate it later. And you've got to chew that over until it deposits and nourishes your soul. That's what he was saying. Isn't it amazing, this psalm? That the sheep would chew and graze, take it down, and then regurgitate it later to fill them again and to nourish them again. When we hear a word, we read a word in the Bible, we hear a sermon online, we need to go home, regurgitate it, and chew the cud over and over until it's deposited and nourished our soul. That's what the call is here, the invitation for the sheep to rest in the pasture, to nourish our souls on the word of God. Basically, it's the process of breaking down scripture until it assimilates into your soul and means something for you. And as we draw on the bread of life, there'll be no hunger pangs that will keep you up at night. As you're filled on the bread of life and your soul is nourished on the bread of life, there's no hunger pangs that will keep you awake at night, for you will be satisfied and full. Amen. So in that green pasture that we have, our needs are met, our minds are content, and our souls are well fed. He invites you, he enables you, he facilitates so that you can lie down in green pastures where your needs are met, where your soul can find rest, and where your soul is well fed. Will you take the invitation this morning to lie down in green pastures? Take your hands off the wheel, the steering wheel of life, and let God be the driver in your life. Be still and know that he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you lead us. You make us lie down. You enable for us. You facilitate for us to lie down in your pastures that you've created with your nail-pierced hands. Pastures where we can find rest. Pastures where we can find peace. Pastures where we can find food. Pastures where we can find everything we need for life. We thank you, Lord, for these green pastures of provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.